Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. You might know that a Prop 13 amendment will be on the November ballot, but there is a Prop 13. I'm even confusing myself right now about this. I'm going to bring Chris Nichols from the PolitiFact team right on board with me, because I think we have a March ballot, a November ballot, something called Prop 13 on the March ballot that isn't about property taxes, and something that isn't called Prop 13 about the original. Can this get any more confusing?
It is confusing. Hi, Beth. It's good to be here. It's more confusing than when we started. We thought we were going to do a fact check just saying what this proposed measure for the November ballot would do and what some of the claims about it are saying, whether they're right or wrong. And then it just got more complicated. But that's what we're here to talk about.
So let's start with the March ballot. Proposition 13, bonds to repair schools.
That's right. So there is one measure that Californians will see on the March ballot coming up here soon, just one single ballot measure, and it is called Proposition 13, which is confusing because there's this historic Proposition 13 passed 4 decades ago. I asked the Secretary of State's office what's going on. They said that these numbers that are assigned to the propositions just get reused through the years and sort of recycled, and it was just time for 13 to come up again. So again, there's a March ballot measure called Proposition 13, has nothing to do with that historic measure. It asks Californians to borrow $15 billion to pay for school repairs for K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. So that's its own measure. It's qualified. People can read up on it. It's explained in the voter guide that's gone out. But we looked into claims about a measure that is trying to get on the November ballot, which is a separate thing.
All right. So let's go to the November ballot now and put aside what's happening in March. You would think that some numbers might be like floors in a hotel where you can skip, you know, 13,
right.
As a matter
right.
of fact, as it happens
that,
to be.
That might have been a little easier on everybody.
All right. On the November ballot, there is a measure that does have to do with Prop 13. It isn't called that. What's the longish official name?
Well, the official name is the California Schools and Local Communities Funding Act of 2020, but it's better known as the split roll measure. And this is a measure that would have a big impact on that historic Prop 13, which again was passed, approved by California voters 40 years ago, essentially reduced property taxes and limited how fast they can go up for homes and businesses, was very popular among homeowners at the time and remains popular among homeowners and businesses. But there is a group, a coalition of union and social justice groups who do want to make a major change to the historic Prop 13. They're proposing a ballot measure. And essentially what it would do is it would remove some of the protections, some of the property tax protections under the old property Prop 13, having to do with commercial and industrial properties. So stores, offices, factories, they would lose some of the property tax benefits if those stores, offices, and factories are valued at $3 million or more, so large stores and office buildings. And so that's what is being attempted to be placed onto the November ballot. And there are quite a few claims being made on social media about what that ballot measure would do.
Let me pause you for a moment and go back to split roll. What does split roll mean as a phrase?
It's sort of a jargony term, and I'll have to admit I am not all that familiar with where it comes from. My assumption is it essentially means splitting the property tax roll. Residential properties would be treated one way. Commercial and industrial properties would be treated a different way. That's what this measure proposes, if it qualifies, proposes to do.
So again, it's not an effort to repeal, but to amend Prop 13. However, the social media posts are all over the map in what they're trying to tell people it is. So now get into the claims.
Right. So the social media posts, and we found them mainly on Facebook and a few other social media platforms, There are claims out there that are saying that Prop 13 would be completely eliminated or repealed. And these are sort of cut and paste social media posts that are being shared thousands and thousands of times. The campaign for this measure contacted us and asked us to look into those. They felt that they were distorting what they are trying to do. And so we looked into it and we agreed, you know, based on the fact that when you look at the title and summary of what this measure would do, it clearly says that it would exempt residential properties, which is a really big part of Prop 13. It would not touch those residential properties, so homeowners would not be directly affected. They wouldn't lose those property tax protections. But yet, if you look at the social media posts, you would think that everything is going away. All these protections are being undone, and that's just not the case.
So you talked to Sacramento State political science professor Wesley Hussey about this. What did he say?
I did. He said that, you know, there are definitely, it's clear that those social media posts are wrong in the sense that it's not being eliminated. That's not the proposal. But he also said that, you know, there was a lot of political opinion, some points that sort of played on people's fears and might be somewhat true. So he said it was a little bit misleading, and he talked a little bit about it.
Because split roll only affects commercial and industrial property, the social media fudges the language and says there'll be increases of rent, which is true for businesses that don't own their own property. But I think the Post is trying to make it seem like there'll be increases of rent for residential property. In a sense, they're trying to bring in renters against this initiative, when in fact, split roll has nothing to do with residential property at all.
Split roll has nothing to do with residential property at all. So did you place a rating on this?
We did. We rated this false. And I think there's one last point to get across is that, you know, even though these social media posts clearly distorted what's planned for this measure, there is strong opposition to this split roll measure. Business and taxpayer groups say, you know, removing these protections would lead companies to pass on a higher tax burden to consumers, and someday could lead to efforts to repeal the entire Prop 13. That's the argument that they're making.
And where, again, is this in terms of qualifying and being added to the ballot?
Well, they're still gathering signatures. Right. They still have some time left, but it's at least right now a proposed November ballot measure.
Okay, we have just a short amount of time here, but I do want to bring up Bernie Sanders because he's in the news in California and has been fact-checked in the sense of a claim that was, again, brought up and circulated with some misinformation.
That's right. He's also leading in the polls, in the recent polls here in California, among voters likely to vote in the Democratic primary. And a Sacramento Bee fact check looked at some concerns, again, from online social media posts that said that Bernie Sanders' name was last on the California primary ballot. They contacted the Secretary of State's office, as did we also contacted them. And they told us there's a random alphabetical drawing that determines where names go on these ballots. And then they're rotated for every assembly district in the state to ensure that there's no unfair advantage. So, again, a lot of misinformation about what's on the ballot, whose name is where. But in this case, it was a random alphabetical drawing, and that'll be rotated around the state.
In Sacramento, in fact, Sanders' name is going to be at the top or
right.
near the top of the ballot. So right. it will be, as you said, different in different places.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Well, there's a lot to continue fact-checking. And Chris is the PolitiFact California reporter based at Capital Public Radio. So where can everybody find this body of work?
PolitiFact.com/California.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Beth.
You will hear NPR's special coverage of the impeachment trial as it moves into the question and answer phase today, immediately following Insight. Up next for us, author, English professor, and rancher, Pam Houston. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.